At first glance, a modest object, a fragment of bronze and lead piping, a fistula for the city's water supply, yet it captures the attention of anyone who appreciates the significance of ancient artifacts. This fragment of hydraulic conduit once formed part of a sophisticated Roman water system that ensured the town of Mavaniola thrived. Marked by time, this object still retains the imprint of its function, testifying to the technical expertise of those who made it. The city aqueduct was a complex system. Originally, the pipes were made of terracotta, a simpler and cheaper material, but lead soon prevailed. Ductile, resistant, and easily molded, it allowed for safer channeling, suitable for sustaining water pressure and serving different urban areas. Lead fistulae, like the one on display, often even bore inscriptions with the names of contractors or authorities, a sign that water management was also a matter of prestige and control. Then, within the city, cisterns and reservoirs complemented the system, serving not only as functional reservoirs, but also as symbols of wealth, because running water was not a commodity. The cisterns held water reserves for baths, fountains, and domestic use, ensuring the continuity of daily and social life. The artifact on display in Galeada relates to an even broader context. The Bidente Valley, and likely the area around Meldola, was the source of Trajan's great aqueduct, later restored by Theodoric, which carried water to Ravenna, the imperial capital of the West. The same water that supplied the public buildings, baths, and homes of a grand city once flowed from the river near ancient Mavaniola.